I have a saying that the primary driver of social change is affordability, even more than education. The Industrial Revolution brought about a gigantic step change increase in wealth and all the possibilities that engendered. It would have been impossible to predict the adaptations required for the transition from agrarian to industrial societies, just as it would have been completely unreasonable to expect societies to be able to reinvent political, legal, economic, and military practices and institutions at a pace equal to the inrushing tsunami of wealth. Historical hindsight could have provided only a hint about the huge population explosion and urbanization, as family attitudes stayed constant and a huge demand for labor opened up. Furthermore, the great natural, astronomically based climate and agrarian cycles, which had long dominated agriculture, also had a substantial correlation with, if not impact on, industrial economic activity. Our great recessions of today would have seemed like a cakewalk to people of that time, meaning that despite a continued surge in standards of living, things could get rough for all of the people some of the time, some of the people all of the time, but not all of the people all of the time. It is a curious flaw of Western intellectuals that this extended period of industrialization is typically seen only as the dark despair of Charles Dickens' tales, as opposed to the riches of possibilities and opportunities that it opened up for more and more of the population. But the heights of discontent are driven not by the worst of conditions, but the best of conditions, including a taste of greater wealth and freedom, jealousy of those minorities of class, nationality, or race doing disproportionately well, resentment of those who use their power to wrest opportunity from one's own group, and a sense that the risk-reward potential of rebellion was looking very, very attractive. Traditional aristocrats, together with industrialists who had brought the wealth, whether capitalists or not, were easily targets for sloppy and jealous thinking. All over the industrial world, cafes and smokehouses were inhabited by rich and upper-middle-class idols with modern educations who could afford to choose to be poor. Inflamed rhetoric spread like wildfire. Meanwhile, indignation, outrage, and conservatism grew like wildfire among the privileged, and the resultant butting of heads led to thicker skulls and greater deafness among all. From the mid-19th century, these pressures had been building quickly. Society had been changing, evolving, and accommodating new concepts very quickly, but not quickly enough for some. Perhaps it was inevitable that this situation would lead to a societal discontinuity of sorts, and it is no surprise that World War I was a key breakover point. Unfortunately, this would have terrible consequences for over half of the world's population up to and beyond today, over a century later.